Blog Talk Radio.
You've got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run. Hi, this is Val Oliver on Creative Parrot Channel here on Blog Talk Radio, and you're listening to, you're tuning into the Talk Humanitarian and Inspirational Indie Music of 2010. Well, you know, we had a pretty rough beginning today. This show was supposed to start actually at 3 o'clock, but there were some very unusual technical difficulties that were occurring. And we're going to move forward, though. So I have a couple of special guests today, and I'm hoping that they're on the line. So I'm going to go and unmute some of these lines here. I've got an 818 caller, and let's see who's on the line. 818, can you hear me?
Yeah, this is Coco.
Okay, who am I speaking with?
This is Coco.
Oh, yay, Coco. Hi, I'm glad you're here. Sorry for the delay.
Yeah.
Okay, seems like other people are dialing in now. And I'm going to pick this up. Let's see, 845. 845, Yadiya, are you on the line?
I'm on the line, Val.
Great. Hi, welcome.
Hi. I'm so happy that you can hear me and I can hear you. And hello, Coco.
So am I.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, I'm just going to bring everybody on just to make sure everyone's here now. Area code 912, are you with us?
I'm right here, loud and clear.
And that's you, Sean Unda, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Hey,
nice
welcome,
to meet you all.
Sean. Welcome to the show. And
thank you.
Sean, there's Coco on the line and Yadiya.
Hi, Sean.
How you doing, Coco? Hey, Coco. Hey, Yadiya. How are y'all doing?
So it seems like the only person that's not online right now is EJ Flavor. So I hope that EJ dials back in. I'm going to put something for him here in the chat room to dial back in. Okay, so I want to introduce Yadiya as the guest co-host on the show today. Yadiya, I want to say a little something about yourself.
Good morning, good afternoon. I would say that I'm very honored to be here. Val and I met when we were in Newburgh, so I'm actually speaking to you from the Mid-Hudson Valley, looking at the beautiful Hudson River and the foothills of Catskill Mountains, and it's all a very beautiful sunny day. I'm a writer, a musician, a vocalist, and a human potential facilitator, working with issues around spirituality and self-transformation through music and art. I'm very happy to speak with you all today.
Well, I'm very happy to have you as a guest co-host, Yania. I also want to take this moment to introduce Sean. Sean Undercarter, and what can you say about Sean? You're like the everything in music man, Sean, because you're a producer, you're a songwriter, you're a composer, you're a sound designer. I see you all over the place. You're the CEO of Generation MeX Entertainment. And just welcome, welcome. Happy to have you here and happy to have you be selecting five of your personal picks for the best humanitarian and inspirational indie music of 2010.
I'm flattered. Thank you for the opportunity, Val. Want to give a shout out to everybody out there who's listening. Thanks for tuning in, and hope you all enjoy the show.
Okay, let's see, is there anyone yet that I'm having on mute? I think I have maybe my nieces on the line. I see area code 201. Let me check in with 201 and see who's on the line. 201, area code. Okay, hello, hello, 201. Are you on the line? Do you want to say hello?
Yeah.
Sounds like, yes, hi, who's on the line?
Kyra.
Hi. Where are you calling from?
Wanaque, New Jersey.
Wanaque. So is this my niece, Tyra?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Tyra. Welcome. This is my 13-year-old niece, Tyra. She loves music, and happy to have you with us, Tyra. Hang on. All right, so Evie hasn't dialed in yet, but what I'm going to do is I am going to play one of the songs, the first song, actually, of today that is being dedicated to a particular, I would say, healing intent. It's a song by a young man, or maybe he's an older man, we've never met. We actually met through Facebook. He's a Facebook buddy, and his name is OBK. And I was hoping that Obi would dial back in and be on the line so he could talk about this song. And it's called La Diosa de Mar. La Diosa de Mar. Yania, I'm going to let you talk about this song a little bit because you had a connection with it. So if you would, could you say a few words about this particular
Absolutely.
Song?
La Diosa del Mar, the goddess of the sea, of the ocean. I know her through Yoruba culture, but this looks like it may be Lukumi coming out of Cuba, but same deity, Yemaya, Yemaya, and she is the Yoruba goddess that of the sea. Her element is the ocean, is the sea, the deep waters, speaking to us through the moon as well, and the element of the emotional elements of our being. And Yemaya is also perceived to be the mother of the other god. She is a mother, a grandmother, and overlooks all of us. And when we're looking for support in changes in our lives, like Yemaya represents the permanency of change. And so she purifies, and when we talked about dedicating this to the purification of the waters, particularly the Gulf where the oil spill is still wreaking havoc to many people's lives, as well as the animals and nature, this is the Yemaya is the one that can purify those waters since they belong to her. So I'm pleased to bring this song on and listen to it and take it in to our hearts in that way.
Thank you for that great introduction. Also, okay, so with that, Diosa de Mar, and when we come back, we'll talk to Coco O'Connor and play one of her songs that I selected as one of the top songs for 2010 with a humanitarian or inspirational theme.
Thank you.
Wow. That was very intense. What did you think of that, Yania?
I love the sound of the bata. That drum is called the bata drum, and it's the sacred drum that they play when they're invoking the energies of the Orisha. So you don't hear the bata unless it is sacred music. So I enjoyed it. I could hear, I've listened to it before. I could hear it from my end a little bit, not the whole thing, but it's very powerful.
Yeah, I felt the same way, very powerful sound. So, Obi, thank you. I know that we lost you off of the switchboard with the tech difficulty that we had a little bit earlier, but I also know you were in the chat room for a while as well, and you may still be in there. So, Obi, thank you so much for contributing that song to the show today, to inspire us and to help heal the waters of our earth. So what I want to do is go on and move on and say hello to you, Coco. The song that I picked for one of my favorite top songs of 2010 with an inspirational theme is Hard Time to Shine. So could you tell us just a little bit about Hard Time to Shine, a little bit about the background, and also what you're up to today?
Thanks, Val. Well, I want to thank everyone for who's listening, and especially you, Val, for all the hard work that you do in your support of indie musicians and art. It's much appreciated from an artist like me. And thank you again for all your efforts. So, Hard Time to Shine. I believe that the songs that I'm given come from the Creator, and I was on a run in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where my home and my recording studio is, and that came to me. So I immediately went to my computer and fleshed out the skeleton of the song, and it was just one of those great blessings and gifts that came from, the good Lord above, and it was really easy. It just needed to be birthed, and God allowed me to be a vessel for that creation, which I'm very honored. So
beautiful.
Well, it's a beautiful song. Sean, do you have a question or anything you want to say to Coco?
Oh no, I would like to hear the song, and then if I can ask questions afterwards, that'd be great.
Okay, that's great. And so, Coco, I'm going to go ahead and play Hard Time to Shine. I'm going to come back and ask you what you're up to today, and then we'll hear one of Sean's picks. So this is Hard Time to Shine by Coco O'Connor, one of my top picks for 2010.
But we gotta save it. Hard Time to Shine by Coco O'Connor. And Coco, wonderful song. So tell us what you're up to today.
You know, Val, I'm actually working on an animation project for one of my songs, and I'm just kind of developing more into a multimedia artist at the moment, where just having, you know, visuals and things being associated aided with the tune. So that's been what I've been up to. I'm also releasing a song a month. People can go to coco.vinyl, that's VINYL.com. That's coco.vinyl.com. And every month for the next 10 months, I'm releasing one song per month. And then by the end of the 10 months, you'll have all the 10 songs, and that's my new project called The Seventh Wonder, which I'm also doing a comic book with that project as well. So it's a spiritual superhero warrior.
So, wow, you're really into a lot of things now.
Yeah, I hope I can do them all. I pray
a lot. quite a lot on your plate. Well, listen, congratulations with everything. Does anyone else have a question for her? Yanya, Sean, or EJ? I think EJ Flavors is with us. Hello, EJ, are you on the line? Hello, EJ. EJ, are you on the line with us? You know, I just talked to EJ, and he said he thought he was, but maybe not. So does anyone else have a question? Coco,
I would just like to thank you, Coco, for that song. That song is very, very powerful, and with so many people who are ready to shine their light but maybe are not going to be as popular as they would like to be, I think that really encourages us to have courage and to know that there's nothing that we can do to put our own light out. So it's up to us to shine, and I appreciate you for that.
Well, thank you so much. That means that means a tremendous amount to me. Thank you so much. And feel free, guys, or the audience, to, you know, look CocoO'Connor.com, and you can reach me on Facebook, on a fan page, and you can the email if you have any, if you want to chat or whatever via email. There's a booking at CocoO'Connor.com. So I'm pretty much available.
Well, thank you, Coco. It's been a pleasure. Have a great day.
Okay, you too, Val. All right, be blessed. All right, God bless you guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, that was Coco O'Connor. So we're a little bit behind schedule, but I think we might even go to 5:30 for those that can hang out and participate until that time. So I want to talk to you, Sean, Under Carter. So what's going on with you today? We're going to start playing some of your picks in a minute.
Okay, cool. As of recently, I've just been, I've been making music. I'm working on three new projects. A project with me and my boy. His name is T Villa. He's a producer and a rapper. We work with the collective Blunt Guts Nation. So we're putting together a a project that we're releasing. We're both doing the music and we're both rapping on it, so I'm excited for that. Some raw hip-hop to come out, you know, I think people will appreciate, especially hip-hop fans. I'm also working on a project with, she's a multi-instrumentalist, she's a singer, vocalist, rapper, dancer, she does it all. Her name is Jazz Rich, and we went to school together. And it's going to be like an R&B. I actually don't even know how to define the project because it is what it is. It's just music, so I'm not even going to try to put it in a certain kind of genre. I just let other people listen to it and accept it for what it is. And I'm also working on my second solo album called It All Happens for a Reason, and I'm shooting to release that sometime, maybe in the summer or the fall, but I'm just taking my time for now. Also, I have my radio show at Art International Radio. I'm operating in Manhattan, New York, so feel free to check that out. You can actually check out all my music at Generation MX's website, which is genmx.com. Also scored a film that will be out sometime this year by director Mike Elwood. So there's a lot of exciting things going on. But I'm just staying busy writing music, editing commercials, editing sound. Whatever I do to keep my hands busy, I just have to stay busy and productive or I'll lose my mind. So
you're in Savannah, right?
I'm in Atlanta right now, actually.
Can I saw in your resume that you are a Grammy Club member?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am.
What does that mean?
It's actually like the Grammy Awards.
Yes.
They have their own organization, Grammy, and you can apply to be a member. So I applied to be a member. I accepted in.
You get to vote,
and it's a place where you can network with different artists and, you know, people in the music industry. It was pretty cool. They also send out invitations for the Grammys, so I got an invitation, but don't think I'm going this year.
Oh, too bad.
No problem. It's always next year.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It's always next year. So, well, that's great. That's all great. And we wish you the best with all of your endeavors, Sean. So we've got five picks that you've selected. Which one would you like us to play first?
I want to play Duck Sauce Anyway. That's what I need to play that first. Just to set the song.
Okay, Duck Sauce Anyway. Can you set the song up for us? Why is this one of your top picks?
This song is one of my top picks because the lyrics in it is time after time I've told myself I have nothing to lose and I don't have anything to lose. You know, I need to get out there and do what you got to do. And that's what you have to do. If you really want something to happen, then what do you have to lose, man? What excuses do you have? Go out and do it.
That's right. Go
out and grind, get your hustle on, do what you have to do. It's a tough world, man. Make it happen. Because at the end of the day, you have nobody to be mad at but yourself. So go get it.
Okay, here we go.
It's a good song to dance to in the club, you know.
Okay, so that's Anyway. And who's the artist again?
Duck Sauce.
Duck Sauce. Here we go. Duck Sauce Anyway.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, that was Anyway, and that is Sean's first pick. Great song.
Jam,
you're
right.
Really good to dance to.
Yeah.
That's a jam.
That's
you can't deny it. Even if you don't like dancing, you hear it. You got to move.
That's the song they put on when it's like 3 o'clock in the morning and you don't have any energy and, like, you have to move, right?
Oh, you have energy at 3 o'clock in the morning. If you got at 3 o'clock in the morning at a club, you have some kind of energy.
Well, I'm giving my age away under...
Well, thank you for the pick, Under. Now, I think EJ may be online with us now. EJ, are you live with us?
Hey, can you hear me?
All right.
Yeah.
All right, there we go.
Welcome, EJ. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Your 2010 review. I'm sorry.
Hmm?
I was just saying your 2010 review had me up to about 2 o'clock in the morning. The music was beautiful. Beautiful.
Appreciate that. It was a labor of love, but I loved it. I love putting that together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to move things along, I think, a little bit more quickly because of, the bumpy start that we had. But EJ, I'm going to move along to a pick of yours. So let me see. Why don't you pick a song and then set it up for us, and then I'll play it.
Let's see. I think one of the tracks I think I'll pick out is.
Let me see. I've got the list of them here now. If you want me to like refresh your memory here, I've got "Will Be Simple," "Observe." Prayer for Unity and the song.
Let's go ahead and we'll do this song. This song. That was Incognito featuring Chaka Khan. And I think it was her taking a realm into the acid jazz, and I think it was my favorite songs of last year. And that was the one that everyone who had heard it described it as a pick me up. Even my mom, who says, "I don't know what kind of music you listen to," actually heard that song. She said, "Where'd you get that from?"
Mm-hmm.
And I think it helped her out a lot. She had an heart attack last year, and that was on her mixtape. And she said that's what got her through.
Wow.
And so that is definitely one of my pick-me-ups from last year.
Okay, well, let's listen to the song.
Doesn't it just seem
Hey, wow. Shaka Khan, can't beat her.
Yeah.
You can't beat Shaka Khan.
I love that song.
That's a great tune. Well, okay, I'm going to move on to another one of my picks. Is Aaliyah Long available?
Aaliyah?
Hi, Val.
Hi, Aaliyah. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I'm so glad to be with you.
Well, thank you for your great song that I love and that I chose as one of my top picks for 2010 in terms of a humanitarian or an inspirational or a spiritual song, which is What If I Told You? So can you tell us a little bit about that song, what that's about, and then we'll play it, and then we'll find out what you're up to now.
Okay, well, you know, as they say, evolution begins within. What If I Told You is really about my journey with plant medicine, finding myself through a different perspective. It's a song that a lot of people can identify with. I kind of do it in two voices. I do it in a spirit voice that's speaking to me and my response to the whole thing.
Okay, great. You know, Yanni, I'm sorry. I said I was going to let you speak with Aaliyah about the song. Is there something that you wanted to say or ask before I play the song, or we can just I can just turn it over to you after the song is completed?
I was just saying that I'm this song is on Aaliyah Long in Full Circle. It's a it's actually called Shamanic Journey. In Full Circle, A Shamanic Journey is the name of the CD, and I'm one of the co-producers, so I spent a lot of time with Aaliyah when she was doing this song, and it was one of those songs that she didn't expect to come forth, and so it's highly inspired and from a very deep place, and I hope people enjoy it.
Okay, so What If I Told You, Aaliyah Long.
Be
Right. Home Key. Wow, what have I told you by Leah Long. All right, Leah, are you still on the line?
I am.
Yeah, so we wanted Leah to talk a little bit about what she's up to now because it's very, very exciting.
For the year of 2011, I've dedicated it to the development of a performance ritual within Full Circle, my ensemble. The performances are centered around the transitional earth times of the solstices and the equinox. So this past winter, for the winter solstice at the Rosendale Theater, we performed the first one. It was absolutely incredible. It's a mixture of stage and prepared presentation, and then music that's created spontaneously based on the energy of the audience and the performers. It moved into what I call a trance dance section in the second act, where people were invited to, as best they could in the theater, stand and move the energy through their bodies. It was great. And it affirmed for me that communities are hungry to come together to do ritual. Although, you know, ritual can be anything. It can be gathering together for the Super Bowl. But this sort of healing, nurturing ritual that we do that's not specifically religious, but is performed with in harmony with the earth's energy, these things can just be remarkable for moving us forward.
Thank you, Aaliyah.
Okay.
You can email Aaliyah at aaliyahlong@gmail.com, and her music is available through several of the digital formats, CD, Baby, iTunes, Amazon. So check out the rest of that CD. It's great.
Right. So, Aaliyah, if people just type Aaliyah Long in the Google, it'll just pop up, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Aaliyah. We've got to move along now. So, listen, have a great evening.
Thank you so much, Val. Thank you, Aaliyah. Thank you, Yania.
You're welcome. Okay, so Sean on the party, you're still with us, right?
Oh, I'm still here.
Okay, now I know you've got a meeting you've got to scoot out to at 4:30, so why don't you tell us a little bit more about, your picks, and I'll play one, right after I speak with you, and I'll also play the rest of them, but if you'll talk, just about maybe two that are close to your heart, go ahead and do so, and I'll play one, and then I think Russell Blake's on the line, so then I'll move on to talking to Russell.
All right, cool. Well, let's see. The other picks I chose besides the Duck Sauce, one was The Roots featuring John Legend doing again. That was a great album that they released last year. As always, The Roots always delivers quality music. another track was Flying Lotus, Clave, from his Grid and Patterns EP. I'm a huge fan of Flying Lotus and the music that he does. Huge inspiration. And another track is Madlib. Madlib is actually one of the tracks I'm going to talk about. It's called Herbie. And Madlib for 2010, he did something called the Madlib Medicine Show. And the Madlib Medicine Show is when he released an album every month for the year. I think he missed 1 month, so he released 11 albums. Now, I mean, that's a lot of work to do, an album each month. You know, that's an intense amount of work. And there were quality albums. With that being said, they were great albums. And I use that as an inspiration. Like, I should be producing all the time. If this guy can do it and he's making great music and releasing an album every month, then, man, I need to get on my grind, So the song is Herbie, and it's a mix of Herbie Hancock's work that he put together himself. And the other song that's, close to me is by an artist named Dame Funk. And Dame Funk is actually out of Los Angeles, and him and Madlib actually both signed to the Stone's Throw record label out in L.A. Great label started by Peanut Butter Wolf. And I got to see Dame Funk perform live in Brooklyn over in the summer when I was in New York interning at the radio station. And, I've seen him before in Miami, rock out, but this time it blew me away. It was live show, live synthesizers. He had the keytar. and he absolutely tore it down. There's a free show in the park, and he rocked for a couple hours, and it was actually the greatest show that I saw in 2010. And just a lot of talent, and he released his album called To Each His Own, and it's over 2 hours of music. And this is music that he sits down and he plays. He's been doing this for a while, you know. It's funk music, it's boogie music. He doesn't sample. None of his stuff is computerized. He does it all analog. And, I mean, you got to get props when props are due. So peace to the brother Dane Funk, and peace to the brother Madlib, and hope this inspires everybody else to make good music and, you know, keep it flowing.
Thank you, Anja. So
like
I'm looking forward to hearing it.
No problem. If anybody else wants to hear any of my music or needs music for a commercial or a film or just needs music for an artist or sound editing, you can contact me at genmx.com, and I would love to be in touch with anybody. So just give me a shout out.
I definitely will. I know I'm one of the many who will.
I appreciate that, Val. Thank you for having me on your show.
You're welcome. Listen, have a good meeting. If you can, tap back in, please do, okay?
I definitely will. Much love.
All right, much love to you,
bye-bye,
too. All right, so I'm going to play one of the tunes, and then we're going to talk to Russell Blake, who I believe is on the line. And
right.
I'm going to play Do It Again featuring John Legend. This is one of Sean Undercarter's picks for one of the best songs, inspirational, humanitarian, from 2010.
I keep doing it again. My brain like a genius, knowing I'm sowing seeds, let these summons the greenest. If I said it, I mean it, I did it because I need it. Eat, sleep it, or bleed it, write it down and then read it. Add force to the demons, your trash talk, delete it. I blast off and lay them out like a temple beat. It gets black thought, for certain I'm a winner, bitch, delete it. Unsung, underrated, underappreciated. The one, them underreceivers had underestimated. Finally, graduated, I'm one of the most hated. Something that's so basic, nobody going to take it, face.
Sean Undercarter. Okay, so we're going to move on. I believe that Minister Russell Blake is on the line, and Russell Blake, his song, Children of the World, is actually my top pick. Now, I didn't number them. I haven't numbered them, but except that Russell somehow it just like went like right to the top. So, Russell, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Peace and blessings, Sister Vera.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Russell. So how are things with you?
Very well, thank you. I am so very grateful unto the Creator for all of the continued blessings He has bestowed upon my life. And before I go on any further, Happy New Year to you.
Oh, well, thank you. Happy New Year to you. I want to introduce you to EJ Flavors and also to Johnny Yop Pearson, who are both on the line now.
Peace
Hello,
and blessings
Russell.
To everybody. Hey.
Afternoon.
Okay, so, Russell, can you just tell us a little bit about Sugar Know the World? I think Johnny, why don't you go first? Because I think you have some questions.
You know, Russell, I listened to the song and I loved it, and then I went on the internet and I found the video for it, and that was absolutely beautiful. And I wanted you to just say a little bit about how that video came to be.
It came about through a collaboration with a dear friend of mine, an artist who goes by the name of The One Essence. And she at the time was residing, I believe, in Wisconsin. And I was traveling to and fro, but basically we had to collaborate while I was on the road. We had not even met physically to sit down to discuss it. So I was sending her photographs and videos and ideas, and she was also sending me the same. Eventually, we were able to just finally put it together to mesh our vision and to mesh our ideals together and create the video that you saw.
Wow. Well, it was beautiful. I recommend that everyone try to see that because it's really moving.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. We figure, as in all things, when you see the image, when you see the visual, it just enhances what you're hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So the visual has so much more of an impact to get people motivated, to get people inspired to do something about this particular issue, children of the world.
Yes. Are there children's voices on the song?
No, unfortunately not. I did, in fact, have it planned to have a children's choir to perform on the piece, but the schedule was just not possible with the particular choir that I had in mind. So, unfortunately,
well,
we couldn't get
it. Beautiful. The spirits of the children must be behind that song because as I listen to it, I hear echoes of children's voices. So that could just be the harmonics, the way they're working. But
hey, the spirits of the children were with us on that one. Praise God.
Yes, yes.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we've talked about it, so let's hear it, and then we'll come back. We'll ask you a few more questions about what's going on with your life now, Russell. So here it is, Children of the World, Russell Blake. This is, I think, about a 10-minute song, so really listen, people. It is just so, so very powerful.
Countries do not complete 4 years of schooling.
Over 50 countries currently recruit children under age 18 into their armed forces.
20% of all American children live below the poverty line. 43.8% of American black children live below the poverty line.
Children are tortured by the authorities in 11 countries.
In Angola, 7% of children had fired somebody in 1995.
In Sarajevo, 1 in 4 children have been wounded.
In Rwanda, 114,000 children had been separated from their families by the end of 1994.
1 million children work in the Asian sex trade.
1 million children worldwide have been born HIV positive.
Thank you.
That is Children of the World with Russell Blake. It's a long song, but it's worth sticking, with. So, Yanya, I know you had a question, or you wanted to talk to Russell a little bit more, and then we're going to have to move on to EJ because I know he has
okay.
to cut out.
I have one thing I want to say that you should go on to www.russellblake.net, and you can see the video that goes along with that. And Russell, my question to you is there, I know there's lots of organizations that are working with supporting and aiding children and their families in developing countries. Do you have any particular organizations that you would recommend that we tap into to do something to help children of war?
Thank you very much for that question. There are several organizations, as you stated, that are addressing this very serious issue of child rights around the world. Some of the ones that I'm working with are the Child Rights Information Network. They're based in London, and the website is CRIN, the acronym for Child Rights Information Network, CRIN.org. And another one is Save Africa's Children, which was founded by Bishop Charles Blake here in Los Angeles, and that's SaveAfricasChildren.org. And you also have UNICEF, which is another organization that I'm working with. And these organizations are addressing the specific issue of child soldiers, of children who are being snatched out of school, who are being snatched from their families and being drafted either into the governmental military forces or either into rebel groups, and they're losing their childhood and basically being trained how to become murderers.
Exactly. I know that was a big issue in Zimbabwe. So I know we have to move on. I'm wondering, are some of these links also on your website?
No, they're not. But by all means, folks can either Google them or they can, you know, just go directly to them. And lastly, anybody wishing to also attribute this song to help the organization, they can go to iTunes, where Children of the World is available, and 100% of their purchase will go to the organizations that were just mentioned.
Excellent. It's so
excellent.
Wonderful to meet
you,
Russell.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. I see that Russell's manager, Monica Blake, is in the chat room, and she has posted links to some of these organizations, CRIN.org, SaveAfricasChildren.org. And also I wanted to mention before you say goodbye, Russell, that you're the author of a book called Proverbs 31, The Virtuous Black Woman, Volume 1. How's that going for you?
So far, it's going very, very well. It's being critically and publicly received very, very, very high marks. I just got an endorsement the other day from Brother Spike Lee, as well as Michelle Obama, Donna Brazile, Kim Coles. Several celebrities have stepped in to support this work because it is so very important that we as men acknowledge the importance, the price, the measurable value, and the priceless part that African-American women play in our lives and in the history of this country. So please go to the website, support the book. You will not be dissatisfied.
Well, thank you again.
Wow.
Russell, thank you for being such a champion for children and for women worldwide.
Amen.
Thank you, Russell.
All right.
Very
thank you all.
Powerful.
God bless y'all.
God bless you. Wonderful to
bless
meet you.
Bless you.
Thank you. Likewise. Peace and blessings. All right.
Okay. So, EJ, you've been very patient, and I know you have something going on this afternoon. Can you stick around just for a little bit and at least do maybe one or two more picks, and we'll just, like, do them in a row because I know you have to scoot out. So, and also, if you can take a moment to tell us about what's going on in your world that you would like to share. And I'll also give people your website.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a couple of things that are going on now. There's I had to take a little while off to do some personal things. Actually, I'm back in school now, and, of course, a new job. So having to do all of that, have to put podcasting a little bit on the back burner, but I think it's coming to fruition now. I did do a very big podcast on Tina Marie.
Yes,
and,
beautiful.
I think that was the biggest hit one that I've ever had.
Mm.
So very glad that people enjoyed it. So I have another acid jazz one coming out. I have one for Nile Rodgers that is coming out soon. And I also have Cupid's Hunt, which is coming out for Valentine's Day, which is an annual podcast. Done by many podcasters from all over the world. So that should be very, very interesting.
Yeah, sounds great. Sounds great. So tell us about, like, why don't you go ahead and choose one of your picks. Do you have to cut out before 5, or can you hang around? I'm not quite sure.
I think I can hang around till about 5. Or so.
Okay, so I got you and Yanni up to about 5. So why don't you go ahead and choose a song, and then we'll come back and maybe choose another song, and then I'll say ta-ta to you and Yanni. So I see I have here, let's see, which one haven't we played? We've played the song, but there's also Prayer for Unity, Observe, It's Simple, and Will Be. So which one is next?
Now, I know that you have a Deborah Jordan song on yours as well.
Yeah.
So I'll skip to the Wicked Jazz Sounds Quartet, and it's simple. And the Wicked Jazz Sounds Quartet is actually a quartet from Finland, and they're very, very underrated, and a lot of people don't know about them. They managed to delve a little bit into everything, but most of all soul and jazz. so that's why I really, really like them. And like I said, it's one of the underrated albums of last year, so that's why I picked it. It's a very good, uplifting song.
Okay, let's hear it. It's Simple. Thank you. Wow, you do. That has a really nice groove to it.
Right, that's a nice groove.
I love that groove.
But then that's what you're like the godfather of, you know, not just podcasting, but grooving. Okay, the time is ticking away. So let's see, what else have you got here? Will be simple, observe. Let's see, that's something we just listened to. Prayer for Unity, what would you like us to play next?
Deborah Jordan track, the Observe.
Observe, okay. Go ahead, say something about this one.
Yeah. Now, Observe is from her new album. It's, the name escapes me at the moment. I thought it was just a very powerful song, and it's speaking, you know, from the heavens down to earth, and I thought that was great. The name of the album is called What You See, and it's a very good album, and I encourage everyone to pick it up.
Right.
All right, here we go.
Yeah. Thank you.
Deborah Jordan. I just love her so much. And I actually discovered Deborah Jordan through you, EJ, and I'm oh so grateful. And I'm oh so sorry that we had to start our show late due to the technical difficulties, because Deborah was due to Guy Lynn right at the beginning of the show between like 3 and 3:15. And I think that's about, what, 6 o'clock in England. And, you know, so I don't know. She thought probably maybe the show wasn't going to go on. But you know how we are. The show goes on.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I like her a lot, too. I just discovered her through this opportunity with you, Val. So I've already, this has been an invaluable experience for me. I'm going to have to sign off, say goodbye for now.
Yeah.
Well,
thank
so, you know, it's like
so
everyone's
much.
So busy. Everyone's so busy if they have meetings on Sundays now.
Right.
So I have a
right.
meeting. I have a meeting coming up, and I'd much rather be, well, that's not true. I enjoy being wherever I am and with whomever I am. So I want to thank everyone for listening for me. I'm not going to, the show is going to continue. EJ, it's a pleasure getting to know you and through your music selections, and I look forward to being in touch and have a wonderful day out there in L.A. When I'm out that way with my family, I'll certainly look you up.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you, I know you'll be back on the show in the future.
I hope so, and that's the plan. I love you, and have a great day and a good rest of the show.
You too. Now, eBay, are you slipping out to a meeting too? Or, you know, I say to myself, everyone says they have to go for a meeting, but I know that it's a big football day and a big football night too. So it's like, but it's okay. Go watch your football. You know, I'm going to continue on with the music pick. So you say you have a meeting too. You have to step out.
Well. Yeah, I have a meeting too. I actually have some relatives coming over, so no. I wish it was just as easy as football, but not quite. So.
Well, EJ, thank you so much. And as I said, I'm going to continue to play, you know, picks that you and Sean and I selected. So listen,
all
you
right.
Have a great evening, and the show's going to go on for, I think I have about 28 minutes remaining. And
right.
I'm sure I'll talk to you and have you on the show again.
Sounds good. Sounds great. Love you.
Love you, too.
Love you soon.
Okay. All right, people. So now we're going to take a little short break. I have a couple of announcements. When I come back, it is pretty much all music. Humanitarian, top humanitarian, and inspirational indie music of 2010. Back after these messages.
Hi, this is Val Oliver on Creative Parrot Channel here on Blog Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Healing Artist Studio. I have a couple of important messages, and the first is I'm doing some research on social media and mobile media strategy, and I would like to talk to you if you're a small business or a professional who has a social or mobile media strategy in place, or if you're thinking about beginning one or the other. If you can spend about 10 to 15 minutes talking to me about it, please do email me at oliver.valerie@creatorsparrot.net or at val@c7sm.com, or you can reach me by phone at area code 973-986-8125, or even Skype me at Creator's Parrot. Also, the programs on Creator's Parrot channel are dedicated to generating energy for the Reach for Freedom Heal Child Abuse Music Project. Now, if you'd like to learn more about this project, you can either Google Reach for Freedom Heal Child Abuse Music Project, or you can go to healchildabuse.com. I'm sorry, that's healchildabuse.blogspot.com. Again, healchildabuse.blogspot.com, and learn all about this amazing project called the Reach for Freedom Heal Child Abuse Music Project. Also, one more last announcement. Creators Parrot Channel could use your support to keep our programs alive and on the air. Your $40 contribution will make sure that we have at least 50 caller lines available so that people can reach us during the shows. It will also make available a Skype button so that if you have Skype and you want to connect to the show when it's live, you can use your Skype. Also, it enables us to download each show, edit it, and reload or upload it, rather, as a podcast. And also, for $25, your $25 contribution will provide a toll-free call-in number for guests and listeners. So if you'd like to contribute, please go to our contributors page, and I'm going to give you that address. Ready? Okay. It is cpsupporters.blogspot.com. That's cpsupporters.blogspot.com. When you get to the page, you'll see a pink piggy bank with a dollar sign on it. You can click on that dollar sign, and that will take you to the company for this website, which is the Pursuit Studio. And you can provide a contribution using any major credit card, or you can use your PayPal account. Now, when you do contribute, let us know and provide us with a little photo of you and a paragraph about you and a link to your website or your blog, and it will be posted on the Creators Parrot Support Network page. So thank you very much for your contribution, and now back to the show.
Hi, this is Val, and this is the Talk Humanitarian and Inspirational Indie Music of 2010 on Creative Parent Channel during the Healing Artist Studio Show here on Blog Talk Radio. So, boy, it was great having Yania and EJ Flavors and Sean Unda Carter on the show and having some conversations with some of the great guest people whose music I have picked, who were on the show last year, or I played their music as a dedication. So enough from me and a lot of talk. So I'm going to move on to another one of my picks, which is a song called Nafati Gay that was created by Zane Effendi. And Zane, gosh, he's a great guy. He actually is this wonderful composer. He won Hollywood Music in Media's Award, I believe it was in 2009, for the best new composer. He did a lot of work with Hans Zimmer, who did movies like Batman, you know, a lot of your big blockbusters. And Zane went to Haiti before the earthquake occurred, and he recorded a lot of music over there. He just took his recorder around, and when he heard music, he would just go over and start recording it. And this one is a recording of a children's choir. And what happened was that after the earthquake occurred, Zane, you know, it really touched his heart, and he thought, you know what, I'd love to do a project where I could take some of this music and add, you know, my orchestral composition touches to them and create a project whereby this music would be put on a CD and it would be used as a fundraiser, and he'd get other musicians involved in it as well. So I haven't talked to Zane. I don't know what happened with that project, but here's the song, one of the songs from the project. It is Nafati Gay.
Thank you. suffering and smiling. This is brethren dwell together in unity.
Find yourself, grow your own voice. ready for the day. It's been a long time coming, but I changed around the way.
Okay, that was Prayer for Unity. That was picked from EJ Flavors. And before that, there was a pick by Sean Undakata. And that was, let's see which one. That was Clay. The band is Flying Lotus. And before that, you heard Not Lucky Gay by Zane Effendi. All right, so let's see. We've got not much time left, about 10 minutes. So what I'm going to do is just to let you know, I'm going to put the entire playlist of all my picks, EJ's picks, and Sean on the Carter's picks, actually on Facebook. I'm going to put a link to it. If you join Creator's Parrot Channel or like it, just go to Facebook, type in Creator's Parrot Channel, and stay tuned for a link. It'll be a link to SoundCloud.com that will have all of the picks and a playlist on there. Or you can also access the playlist by going to, again, you can either Google the Healing Artist Studio or Healing Artist Studio, or you can get there by typing healingartiststudio.blogspot.com. healingartiststudio.blogspot.com. I'm going to post also the link to the playlist on there as well. Okay, so to end this show, which actually is an honor or is an honor of the principles of the dreams that were shared by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., being that he was born this month. This was a show to honor him as well. So I'm going to play one more of my picks, which is Heal This Land by Tina Malia. And then I think we'll then go to a song called Dove, which Coco O'Connor created. And that'll be it. So thank you for listening, for being here for the Top Humanitarian and Inspirational Indie Music of 2010. And with that, love you, and come back for more shows.
Help me understand, let us walk together. Take love is perfected in us, let us hope that this spirit will become the order of the day. We can no longer afford to worship the God of hate. Bow before the altar of retaliation. The oceans of history are made turbulent by the ever-rising tides of hate. History is cluttered with the records of nations and individuals that pursued this self-defeating path of hate. As Arnold Toynbee says, love is the ultimate force that makes for the saving choice of life and good against the damning choice of death and evil. Therefore, the first hope in our inventory must be the hope that love is going to have the last word unto.